It's time for Tech News Today. Leo Laporte filling in for Mike Elgin as we get ready for Google I.O. What will Google announce? I can tell you one thing they announced last year. It's finally coming out this year. And are you ready for your Oculus Rift? You might want to start saving now. Tech News Today is next.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Tech News Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is Tech News Today for Thursday, May 28th, 2015, now in living stereo. This episode of Tech News Today is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 100-plus job sites, including social networks, all with a single click, screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Try ZipRecruiter with a free 4-day trial now. Free at ZipRecruiter.com/TNT. Tech News Today is the show where we talk about what? Who's this guy? The tech news, the journalists who report it. I am Leo Laporte. I am not Mike Elgin. Mike is in line at Google I.O., lucky dog, for the next 2 days. So today you get me, tomorrow Megan Maroney. The Google I.O. Developer Conference begins today. Mike's there, and all about Android host Jason Howell. They are in line, freezing to death, waiting to get into the keynote, which Google says will span a mere 2.5 hours. You don't have to wait in line. You'll have a front row seat right here. Our live coverage in the keynote begins right after this show, TNT, with Gina Trapani, Aaron Newcomb, Ron Richards, and moi. At I.O. this year, Google is expected to take the wraps off the next version of Android, Android M, present details of an even smaller operating system for the Internet of Things, codenamed Brillo, and expand the line of virtual reality projects designed for cardboard. This is the literally cardboard visor it handed out at last year's conference. Will there be any surprise announcements? Will Google buy Twitter? Will Sergey Brin arrive in a flying car? Our live coverage begins about half an hour from now. Stay tuned. Our top story. There it is. There's the countdown. Our top story today, Oculus Rift is going to set you back $1,500 when it goes on sale later this year. That's according to Oculus CEO Brendan Uribe, who was speaking at the Code conference yesterday. He said, now that's the price of the Oculus Rift VR headset plus the computer needed. The two together will set you back around $1,500. We're not talking about a bundle, though. The company's already said you will need to own or buy a decently powerful gaming rig to play in its virtual world. The current development kit for the Rift, I think, is about $900 minus the computer. Last month, you may remember, Oculus put out specs for a Rift-ready PC that included an NVIDIA GTX 970 or equivalent, an Intel i5 and 8 gigabytes of RAM. That's about, maybe a $1,000 mid-range gaming PC. So figure the virtual reality headset itself will be around $500 to $600. And that's a lot of money, but something hardcore gamers who no doubt already have a helium-cooled 16-core dual GPU beast at the ready, we'll be glad to pay the $600. This is Eve Valkyrie and a demo that's on the website for a game that I can't wait to play in the Oculus Rift, barf bag not included. That's perfect because you're in a cockpit and a VR helmet makes sense there. You're not moving around. You're sitting in a seat. You don't have to walk into walls. There's no risk of falling over. Our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? If you're the person in charge of hiring, you know that's a challenge in any business, especially a small business, because if you're the boss and the hiring person, where do you go? What job site do you post on for the right candidate for that job? There are literally hundreds. ZipRecruiter makes this easy. With one click of the mouse, you're going to post on more than 100 job boards, including Twitter, Facebook, Craigslist. It all happens kind of automatically. And then, and I love this because if you think about it, gosh, does that mean I'm going to get a lot of resumes? Yes, you are. In fact, they have a database of 4 million resumes, current resumes already. So within minutes, you'll get your first applicants automatically generated. But they don't email you. They don't call you. It all goes into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface so you can screen them, rate them, and hire the right candidate fast. No wonder more than 400,000 companies have already used ZipRecruiter, including Twit. Getting the right people is absolutely the key to success in business. I could tell you that.
I know that, and that's why I love ZipRecruiter. Visit ZipRecruiter today for a free 4-day trial to get your perfect candidate before they go to someone else. They're waiting for you. Hurry. ZipRecruiter.com/TNT. ZipRecruiter, Z-I-P, recruiter.com/TNT. Do you remember Robert Scoble? Maybe you don't. I do. Robert Scoble wandering around with a stick with 6 GoPros glued into a ball. Well, guess what? GoPro saw it and said that we should make that. How do you plan to make those 360-degree videos of your kitty's skyscraper scratching post? This is Scoble's video. There he is, by the way, from a concert in Napa. If you watch that in VR, it really looks a lot better, I'm told. GoPro says we're going to put, they haven't set a price, but they say they'll sell it later in the year. Scoble glued those GoPros together by himself, presumably. GoPro will do a better job of it. That's not all, by the way. GoPro's CEO was talking at Code once again. There you go, the red chairs. And Nick Woodman is his name. He also said they're going to be putting out their own drone. You might remember GoPro bought Color, a VR startup, late last month. And it's the Color software that will software's key because you got these 6 videos. It'll stitch them all together into an immersive 360-degree stomach-churning experience. And GoPro's drone, I guess I'll be buying that one for Father Robert a little bit later on. They say next year for that one. Story 3, Jawbone sues Fitbit. The torrid sales of the Apple Watch, one analyst is saying the device is selling 30,000 units a week, almost 1 million a month. That leaves the rest of the fitness band makers squabbling over the remainders of the market. Yesterday, Jawbone sued market leader Fitbit for systematically plundering company, that's the term they used, company information by hiring away its employees. Fitbit filed for an IPO last month and is the market leader. They claim 85% of the fitness band market. Jawbone, a distant second. According to Jawbone, recruiters from Fitbit contacted as many as a third of Fitbit's staff, trying to lure them away from its rival. And those who went are being accused of not telling Fitbit that they were leaving and then downloading proprietary Fitbit information onto thumb drives on the way out the door. Jawbone is seeking damages and a restraining order. Do you remember Google's Project Tango? That was a tablet they announced last year at Google I.O. It goes on sale today for the first time without an invite. $512 the U.S. No one knows what this thing does. They say it's for developers. And this is what they say. It's an inexpensive tablet designed to help you map locales in 3 dimensions. It is running KitKat, so that gives you some idea of how much energy Google's put into this. If you have an idea of what you might do with a 3D motion and space tracking device with integrated depth sensor, hizee2store.google.com. It kind of even looks a little fugly. It's got big bezel. But really, it's the sensors inside that make this thing. Look at the bump on that. That's the sensor. It's got a sensor in there. I think it's like you would go, like you would make a 3D map of your business or something like that. Maybe it goes along with this VR stuff. There's a lot of VR news. Twitch is also in the news. The online game streaming network, now owned by Amazon, has updated its code of conduct with regard to games that receive an adult-only rating from ESRB. The new rule bans all AO broadcasts from the network. If you've got scenes in your Twitch channel from games like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas or Manhunt 2, knock it off. In fact, any game in the U.S. with the AO rating, the company says, quote, previously we made game-specific decisions about which games would and would not be available for broadcast, sometimes due to overtly sexual content, sometimes due to gratuitous violence. What does that leave? Lego Star Wars. But they go on, this is unsustainable and unclear, generating only further confusion among Twitch broadcasters. The new guidelines are posted on the Twitch website. I don't know. League of Legends will remain, I'm sure. My Little Pony. Huh? My Little Pony. Hey, don't knock it till you tried it. I think Jason Kleanthis is a brony. You are, aren't you? I admit it. Admit it. Pebble Time begins shipping to Kickstarter backers today. Did you back the new Pebble Watch? The first 10,000 pre-orders will begin shipping, and every backer should get a tracking number by mid-next month. If you missed the Kickstarter and are interested in getting your own Pebble, pre-orders begin June 22nd. Time is good looking. People love Pebble, but because of limitations Apple places on iOS, some are wondering whether it is really the right choice if you use an Apple phone. The FCC wants to make it easier to block robocalls to consumers. Yes, election season's coming. They're proposing blocking technologies to phone companies that will help consumers with these calls. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler, showing once again that he's a man of the people, says few things rankle consumers as much as unwanted calls and texts. No kidding. The FCC wants to make it clear telephone companies can and, in fact, should offer consumers robocall blocking tools. Nothing in there about must. It's a suggestion. You probably want to block those, but you don't have to. There's money in the sky. It's coming from unmanned aerial vehicles, a.k.a. drones. Where? It's from skyfund.vc. They've got $75 million invest in backing a vibrant ecosystem of UAV startups. That's what they say, backing a vibrant ecosystem of UAV startups. It's created by, no surprise, the big drone maker, DJI. We love those Phantoms, right? They're really the power tools. And a VC firm called Excel Ventures. They're looking for early-stage startups in quadcopters, robots, and, quote, intelligent machines. If you've got a Terminator, call them. Advisors include TV producer Dick Wolf, who's the creator of Law & Order, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD. Apparently, Dick plans to put more drone footage into his shows. This has gone fast today, and I apologize if you like a nice long show. I'm not Mike Elgin, but he'll be back. I'm just basically lazy. Finally, news you can use. The amount of data collected by Facebook Messenger with its defaults turned on is enough to make you look like a stalker to your best friends. A college student set out to see what this data could offer. He was surprised by how fun and creepy the results were. Oh, no. Using a self-made Chrome extension, he was able to track and map, there it is, output of his friends hour by hour just by chatting with them.
Hey, what you doing now? What you doing now? What you doing now?
No fear. The author of the story continues later down the, it's in a Medium post, later on down how to protect your location at any on Facebook. It involves turning it off. What a surprise. Lisa was talking to her hairdresser. She was getting her hair cut. They talk. What can I say? The entire time. And her hairdresser said, I just found out my phone can track me. Lisa said, have you ever used Google Maps? How do you think it knows where you are? Our TNT fan of the day, Dante from Portland, Maine. Hey, Dante, look how he watches. He does it right. While enjoying a Lagunitas, one of our local brews. I didn't know Lagunitas made a beer called Lagunitas Sucks. But I guess they do. And he's watching on his phone there. Nice choice. Thanks for watching, Dante, and keeping the Petaluma economy alive and vibrant. Show us how you watch or listen to TNT. Just record a video or do what Dante did. Take a picture of yourself and your setup and post it to Google Plus or Twitter or Facebook. Make sure you use the hashtag pound how I watch TNT, and we will find it. We have little drones scrubbing the net right now looking for it. Subscribe to Tech News Today, please, on Spotify. Or your favorite way to subscribe at twit.tv/TNT. We've got a whole list there. You can also watch us live. Yes, live every weekend. No, every weekday, 10 a.m. Pacific. I'm here live every weekend. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1800 UTC, live.twit.tv. And please, if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, come in and watch Mike work as part of our studio audience. Send email to tickets@twit.tv. No robocalls. We'll phone you. Follow us on Twitter, Tech News Today TV. Also, don't miss Tech News Tonight with Megan, 4 p.m. Pacific, and every weeknight. And that is the Tech News Today. This show produced by the lovely and talented Jason Cleanthes, edited by the equally lovely and even more talented Anthony Nielsen. He's good. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for tuning in. We'll stick around. We'll begin our Google I.O. coverage in moments. Shortest TNT ever. Thank you very much. I was in a hurry. See
See, you thought we weren't going to get done in time.